Hi, I'm Bo Jackson, and I'm inviting you to join me at the Food Fight at the Fort, the Battle of Bo's Burgers. This takes place on Sunday, September 16th, at the Fort of Colonial Mobile. Come out and watch local chefs create signature dishes and backyard cooks grill their best burgers using my Angus Grand Slam burgers. Tickets are just $20 or $50 for VIP. A portion of the proceeds benefit A Hero, a veteran support group. For more info and tickets, go to Battle of Bo's Burgers on Facebook. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because chew rhymes with stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well,
oh well,
I like that promo for Bo. The Bo promo.
Bo knows burgers.
Burgers. Bo knows a lot.
Yeah,
that was a great.
That's a secret. We hadn't told anybody Bo Jackson's going to be on the show next week. We hadn't said a word about Bo Jackson being
sorry,
on the show.
Sorry, I almost
next
let
week.
The Bo out of the bag.
Yeah. It's not like we did a Facebook Live from a wedding last night to announce it or that we've been plastering stuff all over our Facebook page.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. But that's going to be so exciting. I can't wait for next Sunday. I hope we have beautiful weather.
Yeah. It's going to be huge.
Huge.
He doesn't say the H.
But to keep 1,000 people screaming fans from showing up in the lobby, you all are pre-recording it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We have pre-recorded our interview with
he has fans
Mr.
everywhere.
Bo Jackson.
He will not be in the studio.
Yeah.
Darn.
Yeah.
But
anywho. Yeah, we chatted with him on his way to a photo shoot.
And he gave us more time than I think he had planned on.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got to trim it down. He's going to get 2 segments.
Yeah.
And you know what? He deserves it.
He does. Yeah. He does. Great, great Alabama. Oh, we're the Sip and Chew show, folks.
Yeah, this is Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. You're listening to us on 106.5 FM radio, or you're catching us on our Facebook Live, which you can find at facebook.com/sipandchew.
Yes.
Just I'm doing it this week, so it'll work. Mike's rotary phone just couldn't hang last week.
I brought the stand.
Yeah, yeah. And so you know if you need to, you can go to Facebook Live and look at us.
If it's not too early in the morning for you to,
yeah.
You might want to have some coffee first before you.
Or
look
you
at
might
us.
Not.
Or that too.
Yeah, it might be best that you just stay groggy and for the next hour
and blurred vision.
Yeah. So there was some football yesterday.
Yeah, a little high school games. You know, I don't even watch it when it's like that.
Gave us all a chance to get a nap in.
But if I would have watched the Kentucky Florida game,
mm-hmm.
if I had been
only team in the conference to lose an out of conference game was Texas A&M. They were absolutely robbed. They won that game, and the officials just stole it.
I heard that.
It was clear on the replay, and whatever decision they made up in the booth, those officials should be out of officiating. It was disgusting.
You know, that decision is made in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. That's not SEC officials.
Huh? Oh, that's right.
ACC brought their own officials, and it showed. Yeah. And that's why Clemson is still undefeated. But Vanderbilt, 2-0, after a 41-10 spanking of Nevada yesterday.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah. And
there's some real surprising games.
Mississippi State took Kansas State to the woodshed.
Yeah. There's a great game yesterday. Like, you know. Stu's an Auburn fan. I'm an Alabama fan. I didn't even watch the Alabama game because, you know, it's just I don't like those little.
You didn't want to see Saban have another meltdown in the halftime
interview? No, I just don't want to see cupcake games. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But you know what? You can't play 13 games against top-notch teams.
Why not?
You won't have a single player alive at the end of the season.
It used to be that
it's
way.
It's ridiculous. No, it's never been a day.
Back in the Bear days it was.
Well, Bear used to have great matchups. in his out of conference and some good ones in the conference. But there were always three teams on there that couldn't even score.
I think we need to go to 9 conference games.
Mm-hmm.
And then and maybe have one real cupcake because that makes their season.
We can't do that because the Big 12 doesn't have 12 members.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, they are – what a joke of a conference. Their best team is Oklahoma, gave up 21 points to UCLA, who may not score another point this year. Oklahoma does not belong in the top 10. They're a joke. But West Virginia, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They may be a top 10 team, but Oklahoma is not. Wisconsin, I don't get how they're number 5. They have struggled against cupcakes the last 2 weeks. Struggled.
The season will eliminate them eventually.
We will see because the Big Ten is terrible.
What is that?
I don't know. Why don't you ignore that because
it says,
it's been up there forever.
It says somebody complimented us.
No, what? They didn't, Mike. Look at the date. That's from days ago. Golly. 9.
Always looking for compliments.
Never mind. 7:55 p.m.
Never mind.
You're such a diva. So, what'd you think of the wedding last night?
First of all, I knew the bride.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was there.
Yeah.
but it was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful young lady. I've known her since she was a little girl. Mm-hmm. She's grown up to be a beautiful young mm-hmm. lady.
Lovely bride.
She's sweet as she can be. I know her mom real well,
and her aunt, and her grandma,
and all them. I know the whole family.
Yeah,
great people, just wonderful people. Because her grandma used to own the Keg in mm-hmm. Orange Beach,
and her aunt used to own Gourmet Galley.
Gourmet Galley, that's right.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had a great time. The food was fabulous. I do want to tell you, everybody raved about the food.
Thank you.
Everybody raved about the food.
Well, let me tell you something about them scrimps.
Yeah?
Yeah, we did shrimp. We had shrimp and grits and fried shrimp
mm-hmm.
because the groom is a commercial shrimper and provided all of it.
Huh.
So that was straight off the boat, never frozen. We peeled it ourselves.
Yeah, the girls talk about, we peeled it last night.
No, they peeled some of it last night.
Yeah.
We peeled most of it today when I got in and said, why isn't the shrimp peeled?
Yesterday.
And they're like, well, we peeled until midnight last night. Well, when did you start? 11:58?
But the venue is – folks, if you ever get the opportunity to go to a wedding or a conference or anything at Bella Sara Gardens, go, because it is gorgeous. That is the most beautiful, beautiful venue anywhere on the Gulf Coast.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
It is gorgeous.
I haven't been to many weddings that I haven't cooked at. Kind of a rule of mine. I'll go to a funeral before a wedding unless there's an open bar. Mm-hmm. If there's an open bar, I will go to a wedding.
There was last night.
Mm-hmm. Them boys can sling some drinks out at that bar.
They did sling some drinks.
Yeah, we
and it wasn't cheap stuff either.
Oh, no.
That was good stuff last night.
It's whatever the whoever's paying for the wedding chooses.
Yeah.
So when you go to a wedding, if there's cheap booze, it's because they ask for cheap booze. If you go and they have decent beer, decent booze, it's because they ask for it. If it's exceptional, it's because they're millionaires.
The bar had longer line than the food mm-hmm. line was.
Yeah.
And I was in that line.
I don't know. When I saw you, you was just picking through all the fried shrimp, getting the ones you wanted.
I was getting the big ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love the potatoes, by the way. They were great.
The mashed potatoes?
But, you know, I told Lou last night when I was coming home, I said, they had French bread and butter. I don't know what kind. I'm just going to find out what kind of butter y'all had.
Because
I love bread and butter.
Yeah, it's just salted butter.
Bread and butter. Boy, it was so good.
Yeah. Occasionally, I have taken a little, put it in a, softened the butter a little, added some white truffle oil to it to make it truffle butter.
Mm-hmm.
But I was out of truffle oil last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, just good old butter's good old stuff. What's the point?
Well, I know in France.
France.
And in Europe, the butter tastes sweeter and it's smoother.
Yeah.
And you put it on everything over there.
Everything.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah. So, hey, we got our football talk out of the way quickly. Bo Jackson.
Did.
There we go. I don't know if we mentioned it. Bo Jackson's going to be on the show next week.
Yes.
And he's going to be down at the Fort Colonial Mobile.
Yes.
You know, which is actually called Fort Condi.
But when did that other start?
As soon as they...
The Fort of Colonial Mobile.
As soon as the city of Mobile quit running it and brought in a private company.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with Fort Condi.
Yeah. Well, they're developing it. It's a lot more than it used to be.
Well, they're trying to... What they're trying to do is...
Sylvia's is in there. Great restaurant.
They're trying to... I think what they said is they're trying to honor all the flags that it's flown under. You know, that the city's flown under. And one part of the time it's going to be called this. And
but what was the original name?
I always thought it was Fort Condi.
Yeah,
I think that was the original name, the Spanish.
I don't know. I'm not a historian.
Oh!
I'm a wine guy.
Well, you don't, but you don't like juice, unless it's gin and juice.
Gin and juice, yeah.
Okay. Folks, 343-0106. And David Calamatti will be on the phone in a second. We're going to talk about big things with Team Alabama, World Food Championship.
Maybe he knows what it was called.
I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh. I like chicken. I like fish. I like ice cream. What's this?
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by three-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lanyap Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lanyap gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned, too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lanyap, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lanyapmobile.com. Lanyap, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Hi, I'm Bo Jackson, and I'm inviting you to join me at the Food Fight at the Fort, the Battle of Bo's Burgers. This takes place on Sunday, September 16th, at the Fort of Colonial Mobile. Come out and watch local chefs create signature dishes and backyard cooks grill their best burgers using my Angus Grand Slam Burgers. Tickets are just $20 or $50 for VIP. A portion of the proceeds benefit A Hero, a veteran support group. For more info and tickets, go to Battle of Bo's Burgers on Facebook. Thank you. And have a blessed day.
Football in the South, tailgate season, and FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza.
A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans that support the team.
Including a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV, plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard. A $4,000 prize. And that's just the beginning. More great prizes and details on how to enter to win coming soon. It's the annual Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
to get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, this is Patty from The Warehouse, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Love some patty cakes.
Patty cakes, going to World Food Championship. She's part of Team Alabama.
Cool beans.
And speaking of World Food Championships and Team Alabama, we have on one of the key elements in forming this alliance, David Calametti with Alabama Coasting and Team Alabama World Food Championship. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
What you got going? You got something going on next week?
Well, yeah, I'm actually going to be in Birmingham on Saturday doing a green egg cook-off, managing the judging part of that.
Mm.
Then I'm going to hop back down here Saturday night in time to get up Sunday morning to do a little food fighting at the fort. It's going to be an event. You know, just so everybody knows, we got two different competitions going on. We've got a backyard cook competition challenging folks to do their best version of Bo's Burgers. And then we've got the chef's competition, which restaurant chefs are going to be creating a signature dish using his ground beef. And we've got, we'll have six or eight teams out there in the chef side.
Okay.
I got a couple that are out there already gearing up for it. Spent some time with Roy at Butch Cassidy's this weekend or earlier this week, and they are pumped. They are bringing it to the fort.
Yeah, you know, I talked with my friends at Hall Sausage in Chickasaw, and I'm the brand ambassador. And
yeah.
I'm helping them to put together a team for you.
Oh, cool.
Because, you know, I can't compete. I'm judging. So
right.
I'm helping them pick out, get a couple of chefs that can come down there, hopefully, and do a burger for them.
Good. Yeah, I like what they're doing. We're having some conversations about getting more involved in Team Alabama and hope we can make that work.
Yeah, because I'd love some beef bacon.
Yep.
They have a beef bacon that I just love.
Is that better
than
turkey bacon?
I have not tried their bacon. Is
it's as good as pork
Hall's brand in the stores?
Yeah. Yeah, there's Hall's beef bacon. Just, you know, ask Deborah and she'll let you know which stores have it. But it's
okay.
Fantastic. And yes, Mike, beef bacon is every bit as good as pork bacon. Every bit as good.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah. It's got all the fat. It's not healthy.
It's not I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try it myself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just as fatty. It's everything you want, but it's got more.
Is it like a ribeye?
No, it's like bacon. But it's just beefy. David, I'm sorry. You know how it gets.
I'll look for it today.
So what else?
The next big thing is how do I sample it?
Call Deborah. Tell Deborah, he said, you know, before we can do anything, we're going to have to try some of this beef bacon Stu keeps talking about. And they have a beef smoked sausage that I love as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but their Cajun sausage, Cajun smoked, phenomenal. Just phenomenal. I love how smoked Cajun sausage. It is so good. But we got Bo. Coming in next week. You know, we got an interview we're going to run with him. You know, Mike and I chatted with him. Then we have another qualifier in a few weeks in Daphne, don't we?
We do. We have the Jubilee Festival at the end of the month, 29th and 30th. And that's two qualifiers. On Saturday will be the sandwich competition. And on Sunday will be another chef's competition.
Okay. So the same structure as last year, yeah.
The key ingredient or key requirement at the Jubilee Festival is your dish has to include something found in a Jubilee.
Oh, so any fish that is choking for oxygen.
That'll minnows.
Work. Yeah, minnows.
A pool noodle or a pool noodle or a sandal. A lost sandal. A lost shaker of salt.
But they're doing the Eastern Shore Chamber runs that thing, and Casey Williams, who will actually also be judging at the food fight. She's a huge food sport fan, and it really has that the World Food Championship elements of that. And of course, the festival, this is their 30th year of being an arts festival, so it's a really cool event. It's a good weekend event. And we'll be there managing the judging part of it as well.
All right, and we will definitely have you back on for then. Now, for people that are interested in going to Bo's Burger thing, where do they need to go to get information or if they want to compete, sign up?
They can go to the Battle of Bo's Burgers Facebook page or to our WFC Team Alabama page. Tickets are $20 for general admission, and that gets you four samples. I think it gets you a beer and four samples.
That's worth
it. A beverage and four samples. What Sylvia's is doing is they will be testing four different, or just showcasing four different uses of Bo's ground beef. And they'll do a People's Choice Award. So everybody who comes will have an opportunity to do some of the sampling in the competition side, but everybody will have a chance to taste those four different dishes. They'll vote for their best use of the burger by Sylvia's, and then that will go on their menu for the next few weeks.
Outstanding.
So that's a $20 ticket. A $50 ticket gets you VIP, obviously complimentary beverages.
So you can meet some of the celebrities that
will
be there.
All VIP areas will have an opportunity to actually sample the competitive food.
Outstanding. And, you know, if you're a VIP, you get to meet some of these huge names we got coming, these celebrities like Mike Bailey and Stuart McDonald. You know,
so. Exactly.
The VIP ticket alone is worth it.
They're jerks.
To sit there and listen to those two idiots just mumble on.
Well, and the other person that's going to be there, it's important for people to understand that this is not a celebrity event.
Right.
This is representing. He's here on his food empire, his food enterprises side.
This is not an autograph session.
It's not an autograph session. He will be our guest host. He'll have some chats with all the competitors. There'll be some team photos. He certainly will be available and around.
Because he said he's going to eat everything.
Don't bring your football or your houndstooth hat to get autographed.
Right. This is not an autograph session. This is a food throwdown.
Not
bring
food,
your fork, your football.
What they're doing in the food line, it truly is, as you would expect, it's the same level of quality and intensity that he brought to baseball and football.
Yes.
They've been just a really fantastic to work with. We're excited to be their partner in doing some things around Alabama, the state of Alabama, in the next year, and to have it start here in Mobile at our food fight at the Ford is kind of a great way to kick it off.
He's back at the site where he played both his last college game and first professional game at the same time. He was in the Senior
Bowl. Did he play in the Senior Bowl?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. As a matter of fact,
three plays. One of them was a screenplay. He took 85 yards, and I was down on the sideline at the time because, you know, they have high school cheerleaders, and the Mary Montgomery cheerleaders had moved in front of me, and they let me come down there.
Let me tell you.
And
they flew him.
I was on the sideline when he did that.
He played in the Japan Bowl.
Yeah.
And they flew him on a Learjet from Japan to Mobile, and he'd only been here a few hours when he played.
Yeah, and you know, I think it was Napoleon McCallum from Washington that ended up winning the MVP because Bo only touched the ball three times. He had won the MVP in all the other All-Star games he'd been
in. I was there at that game when he was running for the end zone and everybody thought he was going to get in and score. That place would have erupted. It did erupt when he was running.
Yeah. All right, David, thanks for calling in, buddy. We may hear from you again next week. You never know.
Never know. Good talking, guys.
All right, thanks.
Yes,
David
sir.
Calametti, Alabama Coasting, Team Alabama World Food Championship.
That's a lot to say in one breath.
That's a lot of words. Yes, it is.
But, you know, he was talking about this is not a celebrity event. And my fondest memories are events I've gone to and I've been around celebrities and done some things with them, worked on some projects with stuff. And we ain't even got a picture.
We work with the person, not with the celebrity.
I enjoy the persons better. And I've been around a lot of celebrities in my lifetime. And
Nicolas Cage. And not that we're name dropping.
A lot of them I don't have. A lot of them I don't have pictures of, but because of just being two human beings doing something, working on something together, those are my favorite memories of dealing with people like that.
Well,
they do have a human side.
I would like to think that people care, but they probably don't. But we got to go to a commercial.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we're talking with Chef Garrett Allen. He's got a barbecue book that he's written and competing in World Food Championships.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to talking to Chef Garen here in just a minute. And until then, you can give us a call, 343-0106, or textify.
I'm sitting here reading the text now.
Tiny bubbles and wine.
In the wine
make me happy.
Make me happy.
Make me feel fine.
Make me feel fine.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And for Monday, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Friday morning at 8, it's Football Friday with Phil Savage. Presented by Boyd's Royal Night, Government Boulevard in Mobile. Featuring $8 weekday lunch specials. All the football you can handle. Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
If you're a small business owner, well, you don't need me to tell you that the right hire can have a huge impact on your business. That's why it's crucial you make sure your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. Could try posting on some of those other job boards. But if you do that, do you really know who's going to see your job posting? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every single day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours, insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. It's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now you can go to LinkedIn.com/WAVH to get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WAVH for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
Hi, I'm Bo Jackson, and I'm inviting you to join me at the Food Fight at the Fort, the Battle of Bo's Burgers. This takes place on Sunday, September 16th, at the Fort of Colonial Mobile. Come out and watch local chefs create signature dishes and backyard cooks grill their best burgers using my Angus Grand Slam burgers. Tickets are just $20 or $50 for VIP. A portion of the proceeds benefit A Hero, a veteran support group. For more info and tickets, go to Battle of Bo's Burgers on Facebook. Thank you. And have a blessed day.
Football in the South. Tailgate season. And FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans that support the team. Including a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV. Plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard. A $4,000 prize. And that's just the beginning. More great prizes and details on how to enter to win coming soon. It's the annual Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and MartyKnowsParties.com. And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Hey, that's us.
And Marty knows Sip and Chew.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
With Mike.
And knows Bo, too, I'm fairly certain.
You think so?
I bet Bo knows Marty.
Bo knows everything.
Yeah. Chef Garrett Allen will be calling in just a minute. He's a World Food Championship competitor and has a new barbecue cookbook out. Mm-hmm. Just in time for football season, right, Mike?
Absolutely. You know, this is my favorite time of year to barbecue. Mm-hmm. This is in the fall.
Yeah.
Because I love smelling smoke in the air.
Right. You know, the only thing that football season is missing is boiled crawfish being in season. Could you imagine a tailgate with boiled crawfish? That'd be good. Yeah, but we can't have everything, Mike.
Can't have everything.
Can't
have
everything.
How about boiled shrimp?
Boiled shrimp is good. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic at a tailgate. Done it many times. Mm-hmm. But just think crawfish.
And boiled peanuts.
Oh, yeah. And first time I had boiled peanuts was at an Auburn game when it was 40 degrees and they were hot boiled.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't notice the weather at all. But you know, Ole Miss at the Grove, that's mm-hmm. the big thing.
Is
boiled
it?
Peanuts. Everybody's in tuxedos and ball gowns with tennis shoes on because it's always muddy. Tents.
And bow ties.
Yeah. Tent. Well, yeah. It's a set of tuxedo.
No, not everybody wears tux. They wear their...
It is not a tux if you don't wear a bow tie.
Well, I know
these
that.
People that wear long ties with a mm-hmm. tuxedo are just wearing a black suit. No, if it's got a long tie, it's not a tuxedo.
In their,
I don't care what fashion.
They're seersuckers.
Oh, you mean the pantsuits you used to wear back in the disco era?
The seersucker.
Yeah.
All different color.
Mm-hmm.
Seersucker. But I love a good seersucker.
Yeah, if you've never been to an Ole Miss game, whether you're a fan of Ole Miss
yet.
Or not, the Grove is like nothing you will experience.
And they're playing Ole Miss this weekend. So.
Yeah, at Ole Miss?
In Oxford. But
I can tell you right now, Ole Miss has no defense.
Well.
At all.
I'm going to tell you what they do have.
They scored 70-something points yesterday because they needed to.
I'll tell you what they do have. They have a lot of great restaurants up there.
They really do. That restaurant scene in Oxford is ridiculous. Well, John Currents, who is the dean of Southern Chefs, and you talk about the guys we've got here, Frank Stitt and Hastings up in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Both of them worked for John Currents.
Now, he's the guy, I think, at one point. Anthony Bourdain featured, I think. Because he's out of Louisiana or had worked in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up there to Oxford.
And he's got
Well, there's a lot of literary majors up there. I mean, well, it's a literary town.
Right.
A lot of writers.
There's a Faulkner. And John Grisham lives there now. There's dozens that live there.
A lot of magazine writers live there.
Okay.
And that's what they do. Oh, we got our caller.
Well, we're going to go ahead and bring him on. We have Chef Garen Allen, who is a World Food Championship veteran. Correct, buddy?
Yes, sir. Good morning from Seattle. How are you?
Hey, man, you are up early. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
I was hoping you were going to be on the East Coast, man, for this week, but I wasn't sure what you were doing. You've got a lot of stuff going on. Tell us a little about it. Yes, indeed.
Very, very busy. It's keeping me out of trouble, too.
Well, the first question I want to ask you, because I haven't
seen it.
What are you competing in at World Food Championship this year? I forget the category.
This year, I got my golden ticket in bacon.
Oh, my goodness.
I will be in the bacon category, and very, very excited about that. We've got my crew and I have got a lot of irons in the fire with a couple different recipes we're test firing, but we're really, really happy with what we decided on to do for our signature dish.
Excellent. And don't tell anybody, you know, steal it. But
no, it's not a big secret, but y'all will be pleasantly surprised when we get that done for sure.
And I believe you're using a bacon that Mike and I are very familiar with.
I am, yes. Billy Stitz from down in your neck of the woods actually has taken very, very good care of me and my team, and it's an amazing product to work with.
I mean, to be able to say
that, you know, you're being able to compete with some of the best. And utilizing a product that has its hands on from start to finish is pretty amazing.
It is. And, you know, it's not just regular pork he's using, too, Garen. He's using Berkshire.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, everything is on his property.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can even hear it when you talk to him. I mean, he takes such great pride in, you know, in what he's being able to create and being able to give us.
Yeah.
Not only just consumers, but as competitors as well.
Right.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, and Mike and Bill go way back. Mike has swallowed more than one gulp of beer at Old 27 Grill, I imagine, right, Mike?
Oh, I'm sure, and it won't be the last either.
he's got a great place. I love his place.
We'll have to see if we can get some time and take you there.
Well, what's great is
that would be great.
You know, the band play and serenades the meat, the smoking.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah. So, Garen, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with you, except for those who would have seen you in previous World Food Championships, give them just a real quick 15-second elevator pitch of your career.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I've been cooking since I was 12. Didn't go to school until I was 30. That's when I figured out that's what I wanted to do when I grew up. And after that, it's been a whirlwind. I've been a chef in South Carolina, Burlington, Vermont, New York City. And then ended up making my way out here. I've participated on Hell's Kitchen. I've been on Cutthroat Kitchen as well on the Food Network. And I don't know, it's just the World Food Championship is like my second home. You know, it's a family. And it's absolutely amazing just to see a lot of these other chefs and being able to say that you can compete with them on that level. But, I mean, it's not just chefs, it's home cooks. It's just people that have that passion, you know, about food. And it's very gratifying to be able to be called a part of that family.
Yeah. I competed for the first time last year, Garen, and, you know, I tell people there were 37 in the seafood category. I came in 36th. And the reason did was because there were 35 dishes that were just that much better than mine.
Yeah, seafood, that was the first year I competed in 2016, and it was the largest category, and there was some serious competition. I also know now I've definitely got my work cut out for me this year in the bacon category, going up against the Bacon Babe, who's a very, very good friend of mine, Jody Tafel, and it's just I got to bring my A game big time, so, and I'm ready.
All right. Well, you've got a new book out, a barbecue book.
Yes.
But a little more than just barbecue. There's some storytelling?
There is. Basically, I was going through some personal things in my marriage and pretty much went towards the element of barbecue. I had a chance to learn from the boys on Team IQ out of Boston. Mm-hmm. And, excuse me. And I had the opportunity to be able to work with them, and I was just immediately hooked. I mean, I've been eating barbecue since I could walk. And I just absolutely love the process of smoking, being able to do the rubs, and just create an amazing flavor profile through so many different ways and methods. And this was a 9-year process of writing this.
Yeah. So, I've been down that road before.
My heart and soul has gone into this book, and I'm very, very happy with it.
Yeah. And just let everybody know the full name. It's an interesting name. So sure, we probably need an explanation.
The way I came up with the name, it's called Tales from the Low Country Mansion Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And Low Country refers to the Carolinas, where I learned the majority of my barbecue from there. And the mansion was, at the time when I was dating, we used to call our house. So I kind of put the two together, and it kind of gelled pretty well, I think.
Yeah. You know, we're going to have a treat for you when you get down here, because my buddy my buddy Mike Bailey sitting here makes a barbecue sauce. You're going to be very interested.
Oh, no kidding. Hey, Mike, I've been following you. I remember you. How are you, sir?
Doing great, buddy. Doing great.
It's root beer barbecue sauce. Root beer barbecue sauce, because root beer is pretty big over here in our neck of the woods. Yeah,
because I'm not sharing.
Because we have two of the best root beer companies in the world on the Gulf Coast. You got Abita, which also does regular beer in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and then Barks Root Beers from Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, so we are no strangers to barbecue
and they
or
cook.
Root beer
they here. Cook a lot. You know, well, you know, a lot of it's made with sassafras root, and so anyway, they cook with it so much, and that's how I got the idea of watching something actually on Food Network that gave me the idea about putting root beer on food. And I said, you know what? I always made my own barbecue sauce. So I tried it, experimented with it for about a year, and then boom, there you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, Garen, working in restaurants, it's not uncommon to roast pork shoulder for your pulled pork in the oven. And you usually do a braise with it. I usually braise with root beer.
Oh, that's fantastic! Yeah, we'll smoke at the restaurant. We've got two triggers, and we just did the Taste of Port Orchard last weekend, and we roasted. Well, we smoked almost 200 pounds worth of pork shoulder. It was crazy. We sold out in 3 hours.
Wow!
It was incredible. Yeah, we actually ended up coming in second overall as far as the what we call the People's Choice. So yeah, we did very, very well.
Well, you know. Barbecue is one of the 10 categories at World Food Championships. What are the chances that next year you're in the barbecue competition?
That is a very, very distinct possibility. I've got some tightening up to do, but I got lots of practice in the next year or so. But, I mean, I think with bacon, I'm well on my way, for sure.
Gary, I have a barbecue background as well. I ran a place here for about 3 years, we didn't use any rubs or spices or anything, injections on our meat, and it was all smoke.
Yeah, they had such a great smoke blend, and you're going to see this in here, South Georgia, South Alabama, pecan being used in the smoking a lot.
A lot.
Okay, yeah, that's not a wood I've really used often. Usually it's apple wood, hickory, you know, the typical, mesquite's when I'm doing like a brisket or something.
Yeah, but
pecan gives such a distinct flavor, you don't want a rub getting in the way of it.
Well, we'd do 75% pecan, 25% oak or hickory. What is your favorite wood, and then what are your favorite types of rubs that you like to put on your barbecue?
Oh, hands down. I mean, I'm an applewood guy all the way through. That and alderwood. I really like the it just gently kisses you know, whatever you're smoking. And I've even used it to even smoke cheese.
you know, so I've never thought about that.
It's got a very distinct profile as well, too. But as far as my rubs go, I mean, I've got a couple of them that are in the book. But I think I have to say my pork dust is my absolute favorite. You know, it's smoky. It's a little bit of sweet, you know, with the two different types of sugars. And then it's also savory as well. You know, there's garlic, onion powder, all the kinds of good things in there that, you know, kind of lend credibility to what you're making. And I'd like to have my rubs proprietary to whatever protein I'm utilizing. Like, I have the chicken, beef, the pork. I mean, it's all, you know, tried and true, and that's why it took me 9 years to write the book.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested in looking at the book. Can you stay with us through the next segment?
I'm sorry?
Can you stay with us through the next segment? Mike's got more barbecue questions for you.
Well, I got questions.
Sure.
I got questions about the wine country.
Oh, yeah. He is
a big fan, too. I mean, I'm on the West Coast.
Yeah, that's what he wants to talk to you about next. He is the foremost wine expert in our region. And
I love it.
He will blush and say, all that. But we have a wine market in this area because this man started it 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. I would love to hear about that.
All right. Well, we're gonna go to a little break, Garen, and when we come back, we're going to talk to you a little bit about the Washington wine country. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
All right, folks. We're talking with Garen Allen, World Food Championship competitor. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the wine country in Washington.
Yes, sir.
Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds, drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up.
If you're looking for any excuse to kiss your old mattress goodbye, here's one. Huge savings on a new Serta. For a limited time, you can save on more than just a mattress designed to cool and cradle you in ways you never thought possible. You can experience comfort the way it was always meant to be. Hurry in today and find your match made in comfort heaven. Not just sorta comfortable, Serta comfortable.
Kiss your old mattress goodbye and save up to $700 on Serta Eye Comfort. Visit SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta Comfort today at Good Morning Mattress in Bailey's TV and Mattress and Mobile.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Hi, I'm Bo Jackson, and I'm inviting you to join me at the Food Fight at the Fort, the Battle of Bo's Burgers. This takes place on Sunday, September 16th, at the Fort of Colonial Mobile. Come out and watch local chefs create signature dishes and backyard cooks grill their best burgers using my Angus Grand Slam burgers. Tickets are just $20 or $50 for VIP. A portion of the proceeds benefit A Hero, a veteran support group. For more info and tickets, go to Battle of Bo's Burgers on Facebook. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Feinma, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. That they need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't never play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team.
Kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
End of the conversation.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now, back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, it's Executive Chef Rudy Rudolph from Bills on the Beach in Gulf Shores, Alabama. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Rudy Rudolph, another World Food Championship competitor.
There you go.
Yeah, we got him. Well, folks, we got yet another World Food Championship competitor on the line. And we talked to him in the first segment about his cookbook, which is a barbecue cookbook, about competing in barbecue competitions, about competing in World Food Championships. But this gentleman lives in Washington, which is one of the hotbeds of the U.S. wine industry. So Mike has a barrage of questions to throw at you, Garen.
Maybe
can
not
you handle it?
Already.
Maybe not a barrage, but let's go back to South Carolina. Where about did you work in South Carolina?
Oh, okay. So basically, I got down there, and it was a whole nother world. And I landed in Charleston.
Yeah, okay.
And it was pretty amazing. Top Chef was shot down there 2 years ago, and had a chance to work with some amazing chefs who had also been on the Food Network as well, including Sean Brock, who was actually next door to where I was working on Queen Street.
Yeah, Sean Brock. The reason I ask, my nephew owns a brewery there now, and him and his uncle opened it up, and his uncle had went off to become a monk, so he got out of that. He came back, and as a nickname, they called him Munkle. So that's the name. That's the name of the brewery there now. It's called Munkle Brewery. But let's go back to Washington now. Okay,
sure.
Love the wine country out there. I've been out to Seattle a couple of times. I usually went to the big wine shows there. At the docks, I guess you would say. It used to be a big dock warehouse, and they turned it into an auditorium.
Yeah, Pike's Market, absolutely, yeah. And it's pretty amazing out there.
It is, but great wines from Washington State, and a lot of them do tend to lean more toward the Bordeaux style up there. Now.
Right.
I'm guessing, and I'm going out on a limb here, and I'm telling everybody in this market here now that Merlot is going to make a comeback. And
that's quite the challenge right there.
Yeah, and then it's going to be, it's going to be Washington State Merlots, because every one of them I'm having right now are phenomenal, just delicious. Mm-hmm. I can't believe how good the Washington State Merlots are right now. And they tend to be kind of in the Bordeaux style, and good fruit, good balance, not tiring on your palate. You know, it's just doing real well. What are you liking out there? What's your favorite style?
Well,
of wine?
It's funny that you mentioned that. We just had the Blackberry Festival last weekend, and some of the blackberry wines are even coming out there, and a lot of these smaller vintners are really doing some different experimentation with different fruits, like an apple wine, the elderflower, and it's pretty impressive what they're able to do. I have a friend of mine who's actually British, is opening his own vineyard. He is in the process of getting that done, and he's doing a lot of sparkling wines, which you technically can't call champagne.
Right.
But, and believe it or not, those wines actually pair very, very well with barbecue because they're almost like a palate cleanser. So every time, you eat and then you take a sip, it's like refreshing your palate all over again. It's pretty awesome.
Well, especially if they have a short finish. And
they do.
Yeah, and that's what you need, particularly with food wine. But I used to judge on Mount Hood out there at the Northwest Wine Summit every year. And one of the favorite berry-type wines I've ever had was the Marion Berry. And I'm thinking it came out of Idaho, but that was the best doggone. For to be a berry wine, it was a great, great alternative to a lot of the other things, because it really it excited our palates that weekend, and we just really enjoyed that. But we had a lot of different styles of berried wines when we were out there. And a lot of them want categories.
I think that's like the going trend that's going out here these days.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have your varietal of grapes and everything, but a lot of the berries, they're also, doing a lot of infused wines and vinegars and all that, even so. Yeah, there's a lot to do out here. I mean, especially more you go down the coast, to Oregon especially.
Oh, yeah. It's not that far either. It's just a good day drive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 5-6 hours and you're in a whole other world.
Okay. So he's a sparkling guy. All right, Stu.
Hey, I can be. I mean, I don't discriminate,
All right. Well, Stu, you got any more questions?
Now, Garen, I think we're about ready to wrap it up, buddy, and let you get back
to
sleep.
I got
to
get the day started.
I understand. All right. Folks,
he sounds like Pete Blueman a little bit, don't he?
A little bit.
Panini Pete, you sound on the phone, you sound like
Panini
Pete.
We got to take you there,
Pete.
Too, man.
Well, I hope that's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
It's a great thing.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Garen. And
thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for getting up so early.
Hey, real quick, where can people get your book if they want to check it out?
It is about to be on Amazon.com, but right now, if you check my Facebook page, there's going to be a link on there, and I'll do that before I head into work through blurb.com. I'm doing self-publishing right now.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chef Garen Allen, World Food Championship.
Excited for you there, buddy.
Barbecue author. What a great guy. I can't wait to hang out with him at World Food Championship. And for those of you watching the live, that was Bill Finch that stuck his head in, and he's getting ready to do his show in the next. Don't be. We love it when we have celebrity camos.
All right, y'all.
Or cameos. I'm the only one who wears camo.
And a cameo, too.
It's got a picture of my mama in it.
Okay. Well, yeah, folks, we got somebody we want to play their songs.
Local
here.
Music, local band.
So get out there, support local, be local, buy local, and Provolone.
Provolone, Yo Jonesy, and the Crown Jewels.
Pasta La Vista, folks.
Now, when we come back up for our second set, we're going to have a little more energy going, so I'm going to need y'all to go to the bar or something. You know what I mean? Get a little shot. Y'all get my grandma some wine. It's all right, grandma. We get this Jesus made water into wine. It's all right. That's all right. The doctor say one glass a day. Ain't that right, Yvette? Yeah. Uh-huh. I've been tired in the morning, even tired in the evening. I got no time for disorder. I hop in my truck and I'm leaving. Then I'm what's on your mind is important.